FM is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, yes, yes. As the fog is rolling through this morning, we are out at Braidwood Lake South parking lot for the what? It's the annual Fish for a Cure by Constellation, where in 25 years we have raised over $1.2 million or something like that. One point whatever, you know, a lot of money. We raised a lot of money for charities with the great help of Constellation, the clean energy people, and the volunteers and stuff like that. So we got a great time here. We're going to have a weigh-in starting probably around 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're just going to have a good day today. We are going to have a good day. We had to reschedule because, remember last time in April, it was ugly weather? Yeah, we don't go out on ugly weather days, folks. The wind, the rain, and everything else. No, we rescheduled, and everybody's been so gracious, and it has worked out exceptionally well, exceptionally well. And I can't be more proud of watching this event, and even though I sleep in the parking lot in my car, but that's okay because I don't want to be late. I don't want to be late. But you know what? On today's show, let's talk about who's on. As I mentioned, we're broadcasting from the south parking lot at Braidwood Lake. You know, the winner's going to receive the top 10 places. They're going to share like $10,000. We're not talking chump change. We're talking good, hard cash. Once again, Constellation's giving that to us so we can help raise the money for this. You can't go wrong. This is so much fun. But, you know, coming up first, we're going to be talking with Brian Daniels. Brian is a union rep?
Yep, I'm on a leave of absence from Constellation. I'm a Local 15 business rep. However, this Fishing for a Cure is near dear to my heart, as I've been involved since the beginning with Chauncey in 2002.
Yeah.
And I told them, everybody, they're not going to get rid of me. I'm here for life.
That's right. And then coming up on our second segment, we're going to have Donnie Hudak. He's the plant manager at Braidwood. They're busy. They're busy over. Well, if the fog wasn't there, I could say the plant's right over
right there.
But he's going to be calling in to talk to us this morning. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then we're going to be talking to the charity that's going to be benefiting from this event today. And we're going to be talking with Kurt DeGroot. The charity is Project Fire Buddies. And this is a charity that it's mostly firemen, but there are other volunteers. But it's kind of like they make wishes for kids come true. That are, you know, really, really sick, terminally sick, very sick. And they just do so much work. And it's going to be great to have him on to talk a little bit about it and stuff like that. But back to you, Mr. Daniels. 26 years ago, we sat in the
gold mine.
Yeah, yep. Sat in the gold mine restaurant here in Braidwood and literally wound up having to do telling me we want to do this charity. The employees want to do this charity event. And I said, are you guys nuts? You know how much work you're talking about? And they're like, well, yeah, but we want you to help. And I said, okay. All right, if you want me to help, I guess I'm going to help. So that'll be okay. And then, I remember the first year we raised $3,500. And we thought we were the big kids on the block. We were like, hey, you know, look what we did. And now, you know, at a million, 1 million, you know, almost million two. I mean, we're giving substantial checks to charities that work out. And it's the neat thing is, and I'm not trashing any of the big charities, you know, that are out there, but you're giving it to local charities,
right,
to the people that have affected somebody in the plant, and they're the beneficiary of this event. And I think that is the coolest thing it could ever be.
Right. I'll tell you, that's what makes this so unique, is the involvement of the employees at Braidwood Station and being able to champion a cause. And I can go back to whenever we did it for my daughter, for Citizens United for Research in Epilepsy. We did it in 2007, and we went over $20,000 for that charity. And myself, my family, my friends, my, you know, coworkers, they all rallied around us. And that's what it's turned into, is a and of course, we've had different causes like this one we have now, not necessarily attached to a person, but the momentum kept going, and everybody continues to champion on for these people. I look down here at the ramp as the boats are going in, and I see retirees. I see the new people. We got a new group of people involved.
Yeah.
And it's just, man, I reflect back on 25 years and seeing this now, and really realizing how blessed we are to have had a company at Braidwood Station support a signature event. And when I go to other stations, I hear about signature event. Mm-hmm. At Braidwood Station, and I know right there what it is.
What it is, yeah. And that's the other thing, is that it's not just the employees of the plant. When I'm up here doing the weigh-in and having fun with you guys and messing with everybody, I mean, I'm seeing the families.
Yep.
There's kids running around. There's, you know, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends. I mean, everybody is running around having a great time. You can't go wrong with this event like this. It's just an event that has taken on a life of its own, and people, I mean, I get, when's the Braidwood event this year? And they're asking me this in November, you know.
It's kind of neat when you walk into the service building of Braidwood Station. The first thing you see up on the wall is like Fishing for a Cure, pictures of the people, the families, mm-hmm. the anglers that won. And you walk in, and that's the first thing you notice when you walk in there. It's,
yeah. And that's, like I said, that is the cool thing. And, you know, as we're talking about this event, and, you know, like I said, Brian has been there from day -5. I can't say day one, but from day -5. And, you know, I am so honored to be having him on the show today, because this is the 25th anniversary. And, you know, tournaments don't do this. And, you know, they don't go out that long. And really, yes, the volunteers, this could never happen without the army of volunteers and family and supporters and everybody who's touched it. But really, Constellation, I've never seen a company that steps up to this level. Because every penny, now, you know, a lot of charities, oh, you know, there's an 80-20 split. No. There's 10 grand guaranteed. Boom, here we go. And all the money raised, all the money donated, all the money, et cetera, goes to a charity. All the expenses, Constellation wants to make sure the charities get the benefit. So they ante up. And, I mean, they are doing so much for this event that, you know, they're the clean energy people with a lot of heart.
Yep. And they put back into the lake with the conservation program. That's
oh, yeah.
It all ties in with their outreach.
Yeah, because a lot of people just say, oh, well, you know, this is a DNR. No, they have their own. Yes, DNR is active here, but the Constellation has their own fisheries biologists, yep, that work on all of their bodies of water and stuff like that. So this is all cool. Well, Brian, there's a whole bunch of people, yep, at the boat ramp. I'm going to let you go over there.
Thanks, Chauncey.
All right. That was Brian Daniels, everybody. Just somebody I cherish dearly, who has been here with his family from the very, very beginning. You know what? You're listening to Chauncey from the South parking lot at Braidwood Lake, watching the fog slowly lift on the body of water. So remember, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. Hey there, Chauncey here again. Do you know Waterworks has some great ways to save you more money? You have till May 31st to save $500 on new Lund boat for new and previous loyalty owners of a Lund boat. That's a great deal. You also have till May 31st to save up to $4,000 on a new Bayliner boat, whether it's for cruising, fishing, or water sports, and enjoy time on the water with your friends, family, and fishing buddies. And they have a model that even has a built-in toilet for the family. So call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or stop by 18660 South Cicero Avenue, Country Club Hills, and get that low Waterworks price. But remember, tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell,
"Fish on!"
The sun, the skyline, the energy. Celebrate your passion on the water. Start your summer fun at the premier Windy City Boat and Yacht Show at Burnham Harbor. From first-time dreamers to seasoned boaters, discover cruisers and sailboats, new in brokerage, plus electronics and accessories. Chicago's new in-water boat show, June 12th through 14th, Burnham Harbor. Get your tickets at WindyCityBYS.com.
Hi, this is John, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
Hey, we want some crappie!
Let me say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yep, we are broadcasting live from the south parking lot at Braidwood Lake. So come on down. Let's have some fun. This is the big Constellation Fishing for a Cure charity tournament. This is our 25th anniversary. We have been doing this and we have raised over $1.2 million. That's what a big M. because a great company like Constellation, the clean energy company, helps out so much, not with just this tournament, with the community and everything else. And that's how we're able to give so much money in 25 years. But on the line with me, who's working hard in the plant, so he can't come out to see me. So we're doing this over the phone. But we have Donnie Hudak, who's the plant manager at Braidwood. Donnie, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Yeah, hey, Chauncey, thank you for having me. It's great to chat with you today.
Yeah, now, you know, you're a guy who's got his finger on the 34,000 buttons in the plant, but, you know, but you really do have your finger on the button of the community that Constellation is helping out. Now, you know, this charity event, it gets so much support from Constellation. I can't even imagine what you do, not just here, but throughout the community.
Yeah, I think what's really special about this is it's all levels of our workforce come out and participate and volunteer. It's everybody from our operators and mechanics up to our upper executives that really care about this fundraiser and really care about the Fishing for a Cure. So it's really a special event for us to continue on.
Oh, yeah. And I have to tell you, to me, you know, yes, you can have a company. And a company, you know, and all they do is, you know, they make a donation and they say, oh, we feel better about ourselves. That's not what Constellation is doing, folks. I mean, as he just said, you know, the people in the plant are helping out. I mean, I was one day, you know, standing next to a guy. We got our hands in some nasty water that fish have been in for, you know, coming in and out of the lake. And I said, well, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm the, you know, executive such and such. And I go, oh, okay. Yeah. And I mean, everybody's got their hands into it, but this is what makes it different. In the 25 plus years, it's not just the people in the plant. You guys, their families come out to it, Donnie, and are helping.
Yeah, it is really special. It really is an honor for me to be able to kind of carry on and usher on what's been started. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting with now with Teresita and Maria's leadership through this organization, just to be able to carry it on. And it is a lot of money raised, but I think the way I like to see it is just the number of kids and people and families that it has positively impacted.
This is what literally stopped me. I'm on stage, I'm emceeing the tournament, and I'm watching, you know, families, you know, changing garbage bags, handing out T-shirts,
yep.
Making sure people, the fishermen and the volunteers have enough food, which, oh my God, you guys have enough food to feed an army. And I mean, it's just, you're doing so much there. The organization of checking in with the, you know, the families sitting with the desks, with the paperwork. It's not just the plant. It's the extended family of the plant, because Constellation just isn't a power plant in Braidwood. It's a family in Braidwood that happens to be producing clean energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what, you know, it is a tremendous amount of work to produce this event, but it is fun. And that's what makes it fun, is people coming out, you know, our employees coming out with their families and really making it happen. Mm-hmm. That's the fun part.
Oh, yeah. In past years, I know that you've, you know, gone with their past years, we've had a fishing tournament for the kids, and you've been out there for that with your daughter, I think it is. And it's just so much fun to watch these kids. You know, they're not catching a fish. You're watching them catch a fish, and you're having more fun than the kid, you know?
Absolutely. I've been out there with my three daughters. They love it, and it's a great, great time, definitely.
Oh, God. I mean, if you don't mind me asking, the very first time you went to the event, because you've been here a number of years, and you saw this, what did you say to yourself?
You know, it's, I think what amazes me is, you know, I've got the honor and the privilege to kind of step in and kind of be a little bit of the face of the Braidwood Station, but just the amount of people it takes, and there are employees, they're my employees, and mm-hmm. it's special to watch them put this together, and they just have, you know, gigantic hearts to put in the time and the dedication and the commitment to make it happen. Because it, you know, it's all volunteer. I'm not making them do it. They're doing it because they want to.
No.
And it's just really special.
No, they're doing it. And the other thing too, the charities, it's not just Fishing for a Cure, you know, charity event. Every year a different charity is picked. And it's picked by a member of the plant. The family says, hey, this charity helped my family out, or it helped my brother or sister's family out with whatever. And it's been changes every year. I mean, you know, I think the biggest national charity, one time we gave a very substantial check to the Ronald McDonald House, which is a fantastic charity. I do a lot of work for them, so I could tell you that. But what amazes me is all of these charities, I don't want to say they get lost, but they kind of go to the wayside, that are local, that can they really touch the people within, you know, a 60-mile circle of Braidwood. I mean, we've done charity donations to suicide prevention, for cancer. I remember one charity that we gave, they took a hospital and they brought into the children's wing all of these video and arcade games, so kids that are there for a long time don't go nuts sitting there laying in a bed looking at the ceiling. They could they could have fun. The one that touched me the most was, and you were probably there for it, when the tornado went through and ripped the two cities, and we had three food pantries there, because you got to remember, these people lost their houses, their jobs, their everything in the world. And I had a house fire once. I know what it is to lose everything.
And, absolutely.
You know, I'm sitting there, we're giving checks out. I'm going to get a little verklempt here, just so you know. We're giving checks out to these people, these three charities. And this one woman, I handed her a big check, and she looked at it, and she looked up into my eyes, and she goes, Chauncey, I can buy another whole year of food with this check for the people that come. And I'm like, get the towel. Give me the towel, you know?
Yeah. And so this year at the organization's Project Fire Buddies, and we do select a local charity each year. So there's some meaning to one of the volunteers with Fishing for Your Cure. That's how we kind of choose these who we're going to support. Yeah, and I do think what's special is, you know, we don't just write them a check. We're working alongside them through the whole previous year to help raise as much support as we can for them, but also as much money as we can for them. So it's not just writing a check. It's building relationships with them too.
It is. And Project Fire Buddies takes kids that have got some very, very serious physical illnesses. And you know, whether it's cancer or whatever, I can't, that's probably a long list, but it's like, you know, I don't want to use the term kind of like Make-A-Wish, but it's kind of like Make-A-Wish Foundation, where they fill the dream of a kid who wants to do something before we may lose the child, you know, and special for them. And it's a lot of it are firemen. There are other volunteers that work with them. And, you know, Kurt's actually up here on stage with me right now, to talk about it later in the program, what the charity does. But, you know, that's where Braidwood is helping the local charities that don't get that spotlight. And they make such an impact. That's unbelievable. And people can come on out and have some fun with us today at the South Ramp. You want to make a donation? We'll take it. I'm not proud.
We'll take it.
I'll take the donation. We'll put it towards the end number. But really, this is something of so much fun, so much excitement that we have for the day. And like I said, we start weighing in about 3 o'clock. So we're done by about 4:35 o'clock. And, you know, the Constellation is, besides paying so many other expenses, everything, they're kicking in $10,000 of prize money. So the first place winner could walk away with $4,000. Then it goes to 25 and then two and then down to 10th place. You know, it's like, this is just, there is so much love oozing on the ground.
I agree.
It's oozing all over the ground. Oh my God. So, I mean, I know you're going to come out a little bit later on when you're done pushing buttons at the plant. And are you bringing any of your kids out or no?
No kids this year, unfortunately.
Okay, that's okay. But you're going to come down and say hello to everybody and stuff?
Yep, we'll be down there saying hello, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the day here.
Oh, God, Donnie. Once again, I cannot say thank you enough for all the support Constellation, the clean energy company, does for the community, for the area, for the kids, for the adults, for every charity that they have touched. It's not just the touch. They embraced them and made them feel loved.
Yes, I appreciate those words, Johnson. We appreciate your support and helping us get the word out, too.
Mm-hmm. As I always said, I'm just a when you go out there, folks, I am just a little bitty gear in this huge machine of volunteers that makes this whole thing work. And it's just a marvelous thing to watch. And we have a great time. So once again, Donnie, you go push some buttons this morning and we'll see you here in a couple of hours. Okay.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Talk to you later, Chauncey.
All right, everybody. That was Donnie Hudak. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Where? South parking lot, Braidwood Lake. Constellation Fishing for a Cure. Come on down. Take care.
The sun, the skyline, the energy. Celebrate your passion on the water. Start your summer fun at the premier Windy City Boat and Yacht Show at Burnham Harbor. From first-time dreamers to seasoned boaters, discover cruisers and sailboats, new in brokerage, plus electronics and accessories. Chicago's new in-water boat show, June 12th through 14th, Burnham Harbor. Get your tickets at WindyCityBYS.com.
Chauncey here. Waterworks has some great ways to save you more money. Mercury Marine and Waterworks is offering a 2026 military retail rebate program on savings of up to $3,250 on select new Mercury outboards to repower your boat. This program is available from May 1st through July 31st, 2026 for active duty, retired, and honorably discharged military service members. Mercury is also offering financing of 4.9% on new motors to repower your boat. So call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or stop by in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and get that low Waterworks price and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell,
"Fish on!"
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Oh, yeah, gone fishing again. Yep, we're still out here at Braidwood Lake, everybody. The fog is slightly lifting on the lake, which is okay. I mean, I can now see to the end of the parking lot, and the boats are out there pitching and winding and stuff like that. They should do quite well. They should do quite well. But, you know, we mentioned earlier that the, you know, Fire Buddies is the charity that's going to be receiving the benefits of today. And with me, we pulled in the right-hander from the bullpen, didn't we?
You sure did.
Kim Clifton from the charity. She is, you've got, and who are the other people here?
Oh, I'm here with Stephanie Roki and
Ian Roki. They also work with the charity. They're part of one of our chapters.
One of the chapters? Mm-hmm. And really, you know, I kind of talked a little bit about the charity. And this is a great event that you're benefiting from the efforts of all these people. But what are the things that, you know, Fire Buddies does?
Oh, my gosh. We do so much. We help children battling critical illness, and we work with their families as well.
Mm-hmm.
We build relationships with them. Fire departments join and become chapters, what we call chapters. And then the firefighters volunteer their time and visit with the kids, really become their friends. It's, you know, they do so many things together. Kids can come to the firehouse and they make pizza on Saturday nights. That's a big firehouse tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream. They get to tour the station. They get to, quote unquote, drive the engine and honk the horn. we provide gifts. We provide experiences, concerts. The kids play video games with the firefighters. Really, kind of anything to bring joy and love to these kids is mm-hmm. what Project Fire Buddies does.
Yeah. I know you've done concerts. You've done things with taking them places where mm-hmm. they wanted to go. And I mean, and these are kids that, excuse me, need that extra love.
Yes. Yeah, they're battling. They're battling yeah. cancer. They're battling, you know, life-altering illnesses. Yes. So they need this. They need this extra love and extra care. And who better to do it than firefighters? Everybody loves firefighters. So.
Well, I do. My daughter's one. So.
Oh, see? Okay. My husband's one. So I also.
There you go. There you go. As a matter of fact, I hope my daughter, Therese, is listening to her father's radio show. Yeah, we know that one. No, actually, her son's going to be listening, my grandson, Aiden. But, you know, I mean, this would be great for they're in the Grand Rapids area.
And, yeah.
You know, they should do something with this.
Yeah, we have, I believe, 5 in Michigan right now. So Grand Rapids is not one, but we'll take them on. You tell them. Let her know.
Say, Therese,
yes.
Annie up.
Get it. Get going.
Now, when did this start?
It started in 2016 mm-hmm. by Kurt DeGroote, our CEO and founder.
Mm-hmm.
He is a firefighter in Oak Forest, Illinois, and had experienced some calls with sick kids
mm-hmm.
and thought he could do more and didn't just want to show up on their bad days, but instead wanted to show up on good days.
Yeah.
And what started as a very humble, I think, idea from Kurt has now turned into a nationwide movement. We're in 14 states currently. We have over 170 chapters. And every
170?
Week, 170. Yeah, it's amazing. And we have a list a mile long of departments that are waiting to join. So, yeah, it's just amazing. We're currently working with close to 300 kids.
Do you see the look on my face?
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That's okay.
I don't think Kurt ever thought it would be this big either.
Well, you know, no one ever thought that the Fishing for a Cure was going to be as
yes.
big as it's gotten.
Yes. And we are so grateful for the support.
You know,
it's amazing to be here today and see all the support. And we're along with Constellation, we're able to do a lot of really good things.
Wow. And I mean, do you just, I don't want to say you stay locally in your area, or I mean, if somebody needs it in another chapter's closer, do they take care of it?
You usually stay in your area, but mm-hmm. we're always kind of a case-by-case basis and work it out. We try not to turn any kids down and do our best to make sure that anybody who needs us gets us. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, Kim. Well, I'm going to let you throw the headphones on the guy with the coffee cup.
Fantastic.
Who didn't bring me any coffee.
No.
But that's we're going to get Kurt here on a second here. But that's truly amazing when you think about it, that the, you know, all these chapters all over the United States and all the children that are literally being, you know, touched with help and assistance and different things like that. It really is. Y'all there, Kurt?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
How are you, sir?
Kurt DeGroote here, everybody. The person who came up with this concept, right?
Yes. It was a blessing. You know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I got to say, it's definitely was pushed by God.
Mm-hmm.
Just giving me that gut feeling that why aren't we doing more? And when I brought it back to some of the guys and girls at the firehouse, they were like, because there's nothing we can do. I don't think there's a way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you got the wind blowing.
It's okay.
Yeah. So when that happens, it was like, all right, well, that's a challenge. Challenge accepted. Let's figure out how we can change it around.
You know, you said when you came up with this concept, I mean, were you just kind of like sitting in the firehouse, sitting at home?
No. So actually, we were visiting a child that we kept going back for. He was spiking a fever. He was battling leukemia at the time. And what I saw is now this young man would have 104, 105 fever. And I know how I am with 102 fever, right? And so this kid, when we show up, he would brighten up when he saw the fire engine and the firefighters. And I'm like, okay, man, this kid's battling. He's got a 104, 105 fever, and he brightens up when we show up. He thinks we're way cooler than we are. but how do we use that in a positive manner, right? And how do we take it up another notch? So that's when I brought up to Mom. I'm like, hey, he had a few brothers. I'm like, hey, can we come by, maybe hang out when he's feeling better? And Mom was kind of taken back, and she was so excited by it. She's like, yes, please. They had like an air hockey table. So we stopped by. She called me up and said, hey, yeah, you guys can come by if you want to come by this day. We showed up, and the kids destroyed us at air hockey. We embarrassed ourselves. And
they won legitimately, by the
way. Oh, for sure. And then they challenged us in video games, and that's just a whole other terrible story for us. But great for the kids. But, yeah, we started that. It was very grassroots. And just spending quality time. And if you think about it, you know, big picture, taking yourself out of the equation, it's like, okay, this young man is in the fight for his life, and he's got firefighters that are coming over to hang out with him. How cool is that, right? So then we took it up a notch. Then we started bringing over these lavish, awesome gifts and creating these experiences while still bonding with the firefighters. If we look at nonprofits just in general, they do wonderful things, but the one thing that most of them miss is that human factor. It's something we miss as a society right now, especially in the digital age, is that quality time, right? Like that love language where it would help so much, just firefighters spending some quality time with these kids, because these kids are heroes, you know, they're warriors.
Yeah.
And just giving them some time. And the firefighters love it. They get a kick out of it. It kind of refills, which I didn't realize was going to happen, it refills their cup as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The other thing is that it's that touch. You kind of got to almost, you didn't say the word touch, but
yeah.
That, you know, it's that human touch that we've fallen away from.
For sure.
That you, and then, in a small way, I've done some things where, you know, something I did that I just did it because I kind of did it. I didn't realize how big of an impact it had on that child.
Absolutely.
Or the adult or whatever. I mean, like, and that's, you're not doing it for that. You're doing it because you want to do it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And have that kid do it okay.
Right. And if you think about it, it's, if you look at, and this is my preachy point here.
You can preach. It's all right to preach. I mean, you know.
If you look at social media, right, I call it the Jerry Springer effect. It's everybody wants hate, drama, 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 right? And when we put something out that's positive on social media, it's organically just blooms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had one chapter out in DeKalb that actually gave me a call and wanted to do one of their fire buddies. She was a big Taylor Swift fan. And we were able to get an autographed guitar from Taylor Swift. And they surprised her with this guitar. So when they made that delivery, just seeing that short video and that impact, because you see the raw emotion, you see that people that went above and beyond and cared. I mean, it has over 1 million views, just that one post alone.
Yeah.
But people are yearning for some good stuff, right?
Like,
and some positivity. You know, it's opening that door for that old lady when you're going into the grocery store. You know, it's doing those little things. It creates a ripple effect of positivity that makes everybody feel a little bit better.
Cool. That's really cool. As a matter of fact, we're speaking with Kurt DeGroot from the Fire Buddies
Project.
Charity.
Yep.
And I just want to – my producer for today is on-site producer is Brett Nauman. Is it all right to tell him a number? Okay, I just want – I was got to get sure that my producer said it was okay.
Yeah.
The check that your this charity is going to be getting, you may have gotten bigger ones. You know, you may have gotten bigger. But it's going to be really – right around $90,000.
Holy crap. Holy. I probably can't swear.
You
can
say that
right?
On the air.
Yeah, I could say crap, right?
You okay. Can say yeah. $90,000.
Holy man.
Are you going to be able to really make some kids happy and touch their lives?
Well, here's the thing. Like, as soon as you say that, it goes into a whole nother realm. Now we're able, not that it'll all be PlayStation 5s or Xboxes, yeah. But we're going to be able to buy 167, you know, PlayStation 5s now for kids. Not saying every kid wants a PlayStation.
No, but I mean, it's just...
Putting it in perspective, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I want to break it down even more, is we had a chapter that reached out to us for a terminal young man that was a 12-year-old boy that was in the battle for his life, and he was a big travel sports kid. Just, he's going to the MLB, right? Like, his mind, he's going to the MLB.
Yeah.
Well, at 12 years old, at travel sports, that's pretty competitive. He's got a terminal diagnosis now. But in his mind, he's going to get better because he's going to make it to the MLB, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the chapter reached out to me, and they're like, hey, we're going to buy, I want to buy this bat. This is what he wants. It's a $500 bat. And they were honest with me. They're like, I don't know if he's ever going to be able to use it.
Yeah.
And how do we justify spending the $500 bat? And I'm like, we're going to buy the bat. And this is why we're going to buy the bat. Because when that young man can't get out of bed in the morning, he's going to stare at that bat and know, I'm going to use that bat.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates this hope. And can you put a price on hope?
Nope.
Because the number you just gave me just created 167 instances of hope that Constellation's able to do. And what a beautiful thing for them to do that.
Well, cool. Well, I want to thank you, the charity, all your volunteers. I know you got a busy day today. You're going to be coming back later on.
So, yes, we got parties moving in and out.
You got
and
a Tetris
around.
Game going
yes,
on.
Yes, but it's a blessing to have it.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we'll see you later on this afternoon with the big weigh-in, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Hey there, Chauncey here again. Do you know Waterworks has some great ways to save you more money? You have till May 31st to save $500 on new Lund boat for new and previous loyalty owners of a Lund boat. That's a great deal. You also have till May 31st to save up to $4,000 on a new Bayliner boat, whether it's for cruising, fishing, or water sports. And enjoy time on the water with your friends, family, and fishing buddies. And they have a model that even has a built-in toilet for the family. So call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or stop by 18660 South Cicero Avenue, Country Club Hills, and get that low Waterworks price. But remember, tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 9th. That's right, May 9th. We had to reschedule it because of weather, but you didn't miss a chance to win part of a guaranteed $10,000 purse. We will be celebrating 25 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake, the clean energy company. And since 2002, we have raised over $1.2 million, and every penny that has been raised has gone to a charity each year. Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event I know of in the Midwest and beyond, and Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prizes, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $25,000, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For information and entry forms, go to constellationenergy.com. Go to the search engine, type in Fish for a Cure, or email me at chaunceyn@aol.com, and I'll send them to you. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I look to see you there.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell,
"Fish on!"
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella, black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Little cousin to the big boss bass, perfect fish for the kids to catch, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
Oh, yeah. We're all dancing on the stage here at the south parking lot of Braidwood Lake, and I do mean we're all dancing away here. Woo-hoo! It's a great tune. I like that tune. Hey, once again, this is Chaunce here, your outdoor concierge for the Great Outdoors. But I know we've covered a lot of stuff with Constellation, but this is such a... To see the fishermen and everybody out here, but we are going to do some fishing reports. So don't get upset that you are going to hear fishing reports, okay? But I'm $90,000, a little over $90,000, they're giving to that charity to help kids feel a little bit more better. And that's a great thing. All right, my grandson Aiden, who sends me a fishing report every week, sent me one. It got a little late here. It was during the show. It popped up. Thank you, Aiden. I think he heard my name when I called his name during the show. He went, "Oh, I forgot to send it, Grandpa." He writes, "Papa, Linda Sue said her dad went out of the St. Joe Harbor area and said salmon and steelhead were a little on the slow side, but drum and catfish were pretty good. Nightcrawlers caught all the fish. The water is really dirty and mucky. Dad and I took a ride down, and we were checking out the pier in Grand Haven, and we talked to the old guys there." We got to talk about this old guy thing, Aiden. He said the old guys caught Chinook salmon 20 to 60 feet down in 30 to 80 feet of water. bright colored lures, spoons work the best. Pier anglers are targeting brown trout and coho salmon, but they didn't catch squat. That's what he wrote. They didn't catch squat. And, you know, that really, if that whole West Michigan from, you know, South Haven all the way to Pentwater, it's just that whole shoreline is really mucked up with the weather and stuff like that. So, you know, Aiden's on the money on that one. So love you. You're fishing magician, Aiden. Hope to see you next week. P.S. You know, bring some stuff. Okay, Aiden, I'll bring some stuff. He's still working on a new bait casting rod and reel from me. Yeah, I know, Aiden. I know. And, you know, Braidwood Lake, well, the fog is now lifted. We can see out onto the body of water, so that's a good sign. Some of the anglers that come during the week have said things have slowed down a little bit in the boats for the bass and stripers, which I almost can't believe here. But catfish are great from the shoreline. Oh, my goodness. Catfish are being spanked everywhere on the shoreline. LaSalle, stripers and cats are popping in most places, which is a good thing to see. Lake Erie, yeah, you can tell the season is a-changing because night crawlers is what you want to go with if you're hitting Lake Erie for those walleye. And, you know, the water off of Stony Point, is a good spot. Largemouth bass are also hitting in the channels and stuff like that. So don't pass that up. Pitch some plastics on Lake Erie, too. You might be surprised. The chain of lakes. Love the chain of lakes. Fox chain of lakes here in Illinois. The water levels have come down. It's about time. There's a lot of cleaning up that's got to be done by the people that live along the lake or even off the lake because it flooded a lot of areas outside of that area. So please, if you're going to go out there, start catching some fish. I know Blarney Bassmasters is going out back, so I'm excited on their Wednesday tournament and their Sunday one, so that'll be good. And crappie action on Shelbyville. I'm still waiting for my bag of fillets, my friend. He went down there and he just, oh boy, all these crappie fillets. He had a pile, not a mess. He had a pile of fillets. You can't go wrong with that at all. Fox River in Yorkville is looking good. Came down, you know, can't go wrong with that. Up in Fremont, just came through the my fishing report information service. It says that the Rat River, the mouth of the Rat River, has been very active for stripers up there in Fremont, so that's a good area. And Lake Michigan and Indiana, man, we've just got tons of fishing reports today. God, we could have probably done 30 minutes on fishing reports. Some baits showing up in Lake Michigan, but the fish have got to figure it out because once the bait shows up, the salmon, the coho, and everybody gets all excited. Dodger and flies are a good combination to go with. Captain Tony will tell you that. He likes the ladybug color. Top 30 feet of water, that's where you need to be. And even Captain Tony out of Winthrop is running in the top 8 feet of water. And sometimes those fish are hitting right behind the boat where it's like you don't even get the thing set. So he's doing quite well. Lake trout in Indiana waters are 50 to 90 feet of water. That's where you're working for them. But as the bait comes in, we're going to see better and more action there. Shore anglers in Indiana are getting some Skamania, spoons and bait under a bobber. In Portage and Michigan City, those are the two areas that you want to check out for that. So that's a good sign to see. excuse me. The St. Joe River below Twin Branch Dam in Indiana. I think somebody, Chauncey, might have to take a ride there over the weekend. Look for the catch walleyes and bass on jig and minnows. Even swim baits and other slow-moving baits. Don't rip the baits. Slowly work the bait. You should find some action there. That would be good. To our other friends in Northwest Indiana, there's a lot of action for panfish in a lot of the smaller ponds and lakes. Red worms and minnows for bluegills and crappie. Jerk baits and plastics, chatter baits for largemouth bass. Those are good signs. And, you know, last weekend was opening of game season, game fish season in Wisconsin. So guess what? A lot of people said it was a little slower than they were expecting. Well, it was 23 degrees, folks, in some spots of Wisconsin. So it'll get better. It will get better. I mean, I think it was Minocqua had 23 degrees. Oh, God. Can you imagine going, getting all excited to go and realizing you have to dress like the Pillsbury Doughboy to stay warm? But that's okay. Walleye fishing in northern Wisconsin's, I would say, fair to good, really depending on, you know, where you're putting the boat and, you know, how your shallow water, 3 to 6 feet deep. That's all. Large fatheads, twister tails, that's a good sign to go with. Northern pike love that colder weather, so pitch a flashy spoon. You give them that flashy spoon, and those pike are going to go nuts. They love that. They love it. They love it. You can't go, you know, you can't beat that. Also in those lakes, they got yellow perch. I know muskie and pike like them for, you know, a little breakfast snack, but catch some nice pan-sized one, and guess what? Give me a call, because those are just too good to eat. Too good to eat. excuse me. We're seeing activity in some of the rivers in Michigan is also improving because the water level has dropped. And once the water level is dropping, that's when activity is going to get so much better across the board. Completely across the board. You can't go wrong. Like I said, we're sitting out here at the south parking lot of Braidwood Lake. And besides the fishermen here for the fishing tournament, for the Constellation Fish for a Cure, we are seeing a lot of guys and ladies with the carts full of fishing rods and gears and coolers, and they're going to be shore fishing here. And Braidwood Lake is one of the really good areas for shore fishing, just like LaSalle Lake. I mean, no, LaSalle, if the wind's over 10 miles an hour, LaSalle Lake closes for boating, but shore fishing is open. Oh, baby. And, man, they are catching some nice catfish. They're catching some stripers. Even from shore, they're doing this. So let's not pass that up because those are all things that are working out really, really well for us to catch more and more fish. And I like that concept. Mississippi River, I have gotten three people have asked me this morning, sent me text messages. I have no reports on the Mississippi. I apologize. My reporters, I'm going to have to get on them. Maybe they just haven't gone out. Well, Mario's telling me the show's over so I can go fishing on Braidwood for Fish for a Cure. But as I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, but you know what? Tomorrow is Mother's Day. That's right. It's Mother's Day. And of all the living things on this island we call Earth, a mother is the only thing that can create life, nurture it, and allow it to grow. So if your mother is still around, give her a call. I wish mine was. The two greatest words a mom can hear on Mother's Day or any day is, "Hello, it's me." And the other one is, "I love you, Mom." Give her a call if you haven't talked to her in a while. You'll feel better. We'll see you next week from the woods of Michigan. I hope I'll be fishing while I'm doing the show. Once again, thanks for coming out to the Braidwood event, and let's have some fun. Mario, thanks for making this remote work.